Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
Paula is very excited about a guy named Brian, who unfortunately she hasn't heard from.
Oof.
But she's still excited about this guy, which is why you're on the phone with us right now, right, Paula?
Yeah. So I recently met Brian a few weeks ago on POF, on Plenty of Fish. It's an app, a dating app. Mm-hmm. And like everyone, you know, who's new on technology, I've been just through the pandemic, just kind of winging it. So we finally have, you know, connected, and I was really proud of myself because Brian and I, we actually had our first date, and, let me rephrase that. We had our first Facebook date.
Okay. How does that work?
So, well, it's like a FaceTime.
Messenger video. Okay.
Yeah, okay, awesome. All right.
So we did a video chat. It was actually really nice, and we connected very well. I mean, I would never normally do something like that, but again, I liked him a lot. And I should mention I'm a little older, so that's probably why I chose Facebook.
That's okay.
I think the kids are doing Zoom nowadays. And we talked for over an hour, I mean, about life, about who we are. It was really, really nice.
So you have a theory, though, on why he maybe hasn't gotten back to you?
Well, I thought maybe he just got really busy because he's an accountant and it's tax season. Mm-hmm. And perhaps that was a reason. And, you know, I know work is very, you know, very busy for him. But nothing. No hello. Nothing. I don't know what happened. Mm. So he just stopped texting me.
Okay, so
Maybe I said something wrong that he didn't like. I don't know. But I would love to know what happened.
Maybe you were like, taxes are lame, Brian. And he took offense to it.
Yeah, you're like, I haven't paid my taxes in 9 years.
Don't do that.
Don't be that person.
Anyway, join me on Facebook.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. Paula, we're going to put you, we're going to play a song. We're going to call him with you listening on the phone, and then we're going to find out what happened, all right?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So Paula, I think you're going to really like. Paula is you know, met a guy named Brian on Plenty of Fish. They did a little Facebook,
Messenger
FaceTime, whatever
chat.
They call it. Yeah. Anyway, it was really good, right, Paula? You guys
Sweet
had a
Paula.
Great talk, and he's an accountant, and really good vibes there, right?
Yep.
Paula, what happened after that was you heard nothing. We need to find out why Brian never got back to her. And your theory is that it's tax season, and maybe he's just too busy. Before I make this call, are you sure that you want to call him? Because, as we found out on the show several times, the answers can be brutal.
I know, but I kind of want to know, because I really did like him. Maybe, again, did I do something wrong, or...
Sweet Paula.
Oh, Paula, don't break my heart like this. All right. So you're good to go make the call?
Yeah, let's do it.
Then let's do the call.
Hello?
Hi there, looking for Brian.
Yeah, who is this?
Hey, it's Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I'm not really interested if this is like, I don't know what this if this is like a subscription thing, but if you guys just, I'm not really interested.
I can understand why he's asking that. There's a lot of that going around. No, it's, listen, Brian, we're actually from, it's the radio station, 99.9 Virgin Radio. We're calling you for a little information about Paula. We understand that you guys had a cool like video chat. And that you have not responded to any of her messages since, which we consider a ghosting, and we're just wondering why.
Oh, so you guys are calling for about Paula?
Sweet Paula. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. What's going on? What's in it? What's in it for me?
Okay.
There might be something in it for you after this if you can answer the question, and it would be just yeah. That I think that's what it, there's something if. If this goes the way we think it could go, then there could be something in it for you.
What happened?
You know, rough start.
Okay. Okay. I don't know what you guys have heard, but I'm really into Paula. Just from that conversation, she's got a great energy to her that I'm just attracted to. You know, just flat out. So our first date, it's just Okay, so our first day was doing a Raptors game a couple weeks ago. And I'm not like a huge, like, oh, Raptors are more important than dating. But I've been single for a long time. And I've gotten used to having, like, my time. You know what I mean? Just my time, my time. Not really sharing it. And it took me, like, a week to discuss with my friends and to see if I'm, like, even willing to give a Friday night basketball or even Saturday night league game for someone like Paula.
Yeah.
And something against Paula, it's just, like, I like my me time on my couch. On the couch with my dog. And, like, dating is a change of lifestyle,
yeah.
for sure.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm just, you know, it's just something I'm aware of.
I like that honesty. I appreciate it.
You can respect your independence, but you don't have to go someone.
Yeah, so I guess you're just kind of deciding right now whether to get back to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just, I don't know. It's just something I'm just kind of nervous. Like I've been, like I said, I've been single for 2 years.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It can take me a while to adjust.
Are you the kind of guy that when the team plays, you're like, yeah, we played great last night? Like you use a we to describe your fandom?
I take credit for the team.
All right. Okay. So here's the deal, Brian. Then let me offer this, okay? If we were to reconnect you and Paula and you guys were to have a second date, and obviously we're still under lockdown here. So, I mean, it could be, you know, a video chat with you guys both ordering something to your house. We'll pay for it. Do you want to do that? Are you interested in that?
Yeah. I mean, I really regret ghosting her. And if I could get a chance on a second date, that would be great.
All right. Well, hey, Paula, what do you think?
Jeez.
Oh, my God. Like, honestly, my heart, like, sunk a little because I was scared what he was going to say. I mean, hi, Brian.
Hey.
Hey. I don't know why you didn't call me or text me. I mean, now that I know, it's just because you were busy with the game, I guess, and your private life. I get it, but I wish you would have messaged me at least because I was kind of like, wow, you know? But, I mean, if you still want to hang out or whatever, you know, I'd love it.
Yeah, this is embarrassing. I'm so embarrassed. I'm so sorry for going back to you.
Hey, so is this a yes on the date, guys?
This is a heck yes.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we like to hear.
Yes. That's wonderful, guys.
But Brian, don't ever do that to me again.
Yeah, really? No, that's fair. That's fair.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. So we had Paula, we had Brian, he ghosted her because he's like, listen, I really like my sports time. And you know what? Jax and I did a conversation last year during the summer. TJ, you were on vacation and I was going to go on a date and the Leaf game was on. Mm-hmm. It was a Friday night and it actually turned out to be one of the best comebacks the Leafs ever had in history. But before that, like that morning, I was like, do I postpone this date? Because it's a huge Leaf game. It was versus Columbus. The play-in round was a big deal. And the overwhelming sentiment was no, just watch it over her shoulder at the bar.
That's worse.
And well, it turned out that it worked out for, like, it was a great date.
Yeah.
So it turned out to be okay. But it was one of those things that I get that. I understand that you're single for a long time. You get into a routine. And then it's sort of like, do I really want someone messing with this space? So what are the text reactions to Brian and Paula?
From the 647, I love him. My man knows not to bug me when the Raptors are playing. We all need our Raptors time. # We the North. Some people weren't huge fans of Brian.
Really?
He started the phone call with, what's in it for me?
Yeah, that wasn't a
which
hard
isn't a start. Hard start.
No.
So they said he sounds like a bit of a jerk. They didn't use that word, though. Okay. And then the last one here from the 905. Paula seems so sweet. Brian, don't F this up again.
Okay.
And
yeah, she does seem pretty great.
Yeah,
now, if you want to watch this again and overanalyze it like we do, Virgin Radio Toronto, we have the whole video posted and every ghosted you can catch on our Virgin Radio Toronto Instagram page. Or we also have the full Virgin Mornings podcast video edition. So you can see it all on YouTube, 99.9virginradio.ca.